Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Are you calling me dirty?
Well, yeah.
I don't have yeast anywhere but my arms and my back.
Oh, God. So disgusting.
106.5 The End.
Check out this story. So Wimbledon is a tennis tournament that is held every year in London. It's started in 1877, and it's been going on for 143 years. Well, this year they had to cancel Wimbledon.
Was it the first time?
I think this is only the second time. I think they canceled
World War II.
Okay. Right. Well, they announced the cancellation of the tournament because of the coronavirus pandemic, but they were smart, and 20 years ago, someone in their risk and finance subcommittee insisted on a pandemic clause in their insurance policy. So Wimbledon is now getting $141 million from their insurance company because they had to cancel it because of the pandemic.
What?
And the fact that someone in the year 2000 was like, guys, you know, well, it's in London.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, guys, we should probably get insurance.
Why are you Australian?
He's an immigrant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, came over because tennis is big in Australia.
Understood.
Right.
Hello, guys. We should probably get an insurance policy on Wimbledon.
It's all over the place. just say the word Twitter. It'll get you back on track.
Twitter.
There you go.
We should probably do it so we don't lose a bunch of money if we ever have to cancel.
I'm surprised that's exactly how it went. What an accurate recreation.
And they laughed in his face and
said, of course they did.
All right, James?
Sure.
James? Sure, we'll do it. But we're wasting our money.
Do we think that this was just part of a bundle?
Probably not. If they specifically put pandemic
clause, yeah, I guess that's true,
in the policy. What an effing genius. And whoever that guy was, you know, he had his balls busted for 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Here comes pandemic guy. What else you want to put in there?
Yeah.
Bigfoot.
Like somebody'd cough and they go, thank God we've got that pandemic insurance.
Right. Oh, hey, James, how about a UFO invasion clause? You stupid a-hole. How did he convince them that that was such a thing?
I mean, that's a good question, especially when you consider that other championships like the Masters and the PGA, their events that were supposed to happen within this time frame, they had to postpone them. Canceling them altogether is what gets you the insurance. But if you postpone it and move it, you know, there's been a ton of events. The Indianapolis 500, which I go to every year, they moved that to August because they couldn't cancel it altogether. Probably they would lose so much money.
Oh, okay.
So I wonder if Wimbledon made more money on this than they would have made normally.
What's funnier to think about is the guy at the insurance company.
Yes.
Because, and I don't know that this is how it works, but for a lot of insurance agents, you get paid monthly for all of your accounts. So he has been sitting back.
100%.
Just cha-ching for 20 years, and then he gets the email.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, no. He probably saw in the news that a novel coronavirus was in there, and he started to sweat a little bit.
No.
Oh, no. They're saying this doesn't affect tennis players, guys.
Now, one of the reasons why, so when Wimbledon updated their insurance policy a couple of years ago, they included the infectious disease clause because of the worldwide SARS outbreak in 2002. So they saw that of like, okay, if this was to get to be a
global
pandemic that affects us, we're going to be out so much money, we might as well, you know, pay the extra $100 a month for the next 20 years to get that pandemic insurance included in our insurance policy.
Let's say it was an extra $20, okay? Mm-hmm. That's probably about what it would cost to, like, put one silly outlier clause in an insurance policy.
Right.
Guessing. Okay, so $20 times 12 times 20 years, they paid less than $5,000.
Okay, so I just
that insurance company is bankrupt now.
I just looked it up though, and in 2017, Wimbledon generated $289 million.
So they still
lost money.
But they lost money, but they still did really well this year
for doing nothing
for canceling it. They didn't have to pay a single salary. So actually, I'll bet that they ended up making more money.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Ho hachi machi. Man, that guy, that insurance salesman, he is, if you listen close, you can still hear him screaming into a pillow.
Now, but what do you think James is doing?
James is high-fiving no one right now. He went into work because nobody's there.
Sure.
And he's already decorating the office, okay?
Right.
With banners that say, "You saved us, James. Congratulations, James. James, I can't wait to have sex with you. You're a soothsayer."
And then when everybody shows up, he's going to go, "Guys, you shouldn't have.
Who did this?"
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.